Well, joining me now, Jonathan Watsley, Director of Financial Wellbeing Specialists, Wealth at Work. On the surface, Jonathan, it seems like good news.
I think the national insurance reduction of 2%, well, it kind of got quite a lot of coverage even before the Chancellor stood up. So I guess most people were kind of expecting it. And clearly it's a good reduction for people. And I guess that one of the questions is what will they do with that reduction? Clearly with cost of living crisis still going on, people may just be grateful to have a bit of extra money in their pockets. One of the things that we've been talking about, and in fact, we talked about this when he did his autumn statement last year, when he reduced NI at that point as well, is that one of the things that people can consider is actually maybe increasing their pension contribution. So that saving that they're making, to put it into a pension contribution.
It looks likely to be the last budget before the election. Were you surprised that there weren't any income tax cuts?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of debate beforehand as to whether it would be NI, whether it would be income taxed, in fact, whether it would be a penny off each. And I guess at the end of the day, going with that 2% reduction but putting it on NI is a bit cheaper for the government. So I suspect they kind of worked out that having the headline of 2% gives them that kind of bigger headline, as it were, but actually it costs them a bit less than if they went down the income tax route.
For the motorists this time out, fuel duty has been frozen. The government claim it'll help all those who drive to work. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's probably good news as well for a lot of small businesses and sole traders. So I think, and that's, you know, not an insignificant part of the economy. So I think that makes sense. The other thing as well that I picked up, which I thought was interesting, and I don't think anyone had spotted this beforehand, was this whole idea of the British ISA. So this is this notion that in addition to the £20,000 ISA allowance that's available now, they will increase that by another £5,000 as long as you are investing in UK businesses or UK stocks. Now, they haven't really given the full detail on that. They are consulting on it. But I thought that was an additional interesting element about investing in the UK. And clearly, by giving an additional £5,000 in an ISA, then that, for people that wish to do that, ultimately, that's another tax benefit on savings.
Well, finally, Jonathan, what were your thoughts after listening to the budget as a whole? Are you hopeful that maybe things could be turning the corner for workers?
The key issue is that finances are still very, very tight. So there's always a limitation as to what anyone can do. And I guess it's always that debate about choices. When you've got limited availability of money, then what choices do you make with that? So I think that some of the things that were talked about in terms of the investments, particularly in new technologies, etc., I think will please a lot of people. So overall, I think it was probably okay. I think probably the critics will say that even with things like the reduction in NI, of course, what he hasn't moved is tax thresholds. So as people's earnings go up, potentially, if you're near one of those thresholds, you'll be pulled into a higher rate of tax. So I suspect some people will say, well, he's given away something, but also for a lot of people, he will kind of grab it back again. So it probably depends on your perspective, to be fair.
Thanks a lot for your thoughts there. Jonathan Watsley joining us from Wealth at Work.